Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got our good friend Kim Castle with us right now. Kim's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our top branding experts. And she's here to talk to us about something I think is really important, what she calls the recession-proof brand. Kim Castle. By the way, Kim is the founder, co-founder of Brand U. Kim, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, it's always a pleasure to wake up with you.
It's good to have you back, Kim. I got a lot of ways I could go with that, but I'm gonna get back into the business. Kim, one of the things I've been saying for months now, and I mean like since December, is recession. So what?
Exactly.
Let's think about this, Kim. I was in business last year. Things were not too bad. I'm going to be in this business this year. Things are not going to be wonderful, but maybe not too bad. I'm going to be in business next year, which is going to be, we don't know what's going to happen next year. So what's the continuity there is that I'm going to still be in business. So why would I get worked up about whatever's happening this year? Because I got to make payroll. I still got to pay bills. So recession, so what? I got to work.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's so interesting that the media, the way it plays it out, you know, just, you know, stirring things up, fear. So we all go, ooh, let's listen to what they're saying and start worrying about what's going to happen. And, you know, the economy is cyclic. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up, and it goes down. And the only thing that should not change is how you operate in your business. Mm-hmm. That doesn't change. That if you're operating from that core of, you know, where we talk about brand in terms of not that just the exterior, but a real understanding of why your business exists and why customers should buy it from you, that's where your focus needs to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've started talking about something I call the odd couple, the small business odd couple.
Is that you and me?
Yeah, that could work. You know, that actually sounds pretty good. I know which one of the odd couple you are. You're the neat one, right?
Yeah.
but Kim, the thing is that the odd couple for small business is challenges and opportunities.
Yes.
Every year we have both of those. They're side by side. They're teammates. They're joined at the hip. They're hooked in the same harness. Everything that happens to us brings both of those. And this year maybe one is a little more than the other. And next year maybe the other one's a little more than the other. But regardless, we're still going to have the odd couple with us. And so we just keep managing the odd couple.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's one thing to go, well, how do I stop listening to that? How do I stop worrying? You always want to go back to really answering this question honestly. You have to know what you're working for. What are you working for? Now, so if your choice is, I'm going to work to survive, then it's going to be easy to listen to the media and be concerned.
However, and get hysterical.
Exactly. However, if your answer to that is you're working for freedom, then that always stays in front of you. Your decision, the way you're going to act or the way you're going to react will be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So know what you're working for, your survival or freedom.
Well, and while you're working for that, what you're doing is you're every day that you're in business, you're minimizing challenges and maximizing opportunities.
Totally.
And the thing about a recession is, the opportunities are not always as evident. And
in history, when you look at when economies turn bad and you look at recessions or any time there's been a challenge on a global macro scale, the people that the businesses that clamp down and get it real clear and really what we call being on a power path, mm-hmm. from that point are the ones that actually jump ahead.
That's right. There, I actually, every recession I've ever been through, Kim, and I've been through a bunch of them over the last decades, every time I've been in one, I have met people who didn't even slow down. They not only didn't slow down, they actually sped through whatever
Absolutely.
We were going through.
Absolutely.
Because they had what you call a recession-proof brand, which didn't mean that they had the best product. Didn't necessarily mean they had the best product. They just had the best attitude and the best plan, didn't they?
Absolutely. That's really the difference. And, you know, that's not just in a recession. That's the big difference all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you talk about what you call the missing ingredient in most small yep. businesses. What is that? What do you mean by that?
You know, I think the missing ingredient is we get so wrapped up in, as you said, making payroll, listening to the news, worrying about this, worrying about that, that the missing ingredient for most entrepreneurs in small business is the very same thing that got them in business in the first place, yet it goes out the window, and it's vision.
Hmm.
It's the vision of where you're heading. So clear, as we were talking about fishing, I used to drive my granddaddy's boat, and I couldn't keep the boat straight. And he says, pick a point out there on the land, and don't let it leave your sight.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to hold on to the very vision of your business.
Do you think that we get to thinking that our goal is to reach a waypoint instead of realizing that we're on a journey that's going to have lots of waypoints?
Yes. Absolutely. You've got to hold that point in front of you, way out. You decide it's one of the things that we work on in our PowerPath program. This is like the pre-branding stage
mm-hmm.
In terms of really understanding the model of business. Is you've got to pick a point way out in the future and make it so tangible, so clear that when you speak that, people want to be a part of it just by hearing it. So it's that point out in the future, but then there's going to be a journey that takes you there. But you got to have that point, that vision.
Well, there's another thing that I think that I think your grandfather would have told you about driving a boat is while you're focusing on that point that you're driving to, so you don't stay off course, you don't steer off course, you're also scanning the horizon for that next waypoint.
Yes.
That you're going to go to from there, because the one you're focusing on right now is not where you're going to wind up.
No, it's always going to be out. It's always going to be that point
and that's
out.
The vision.
Always
that's the vision
forward.
Skill that you got to. Do you have to acquire a vision skill? Is that when we come back? I want you to talk about that. How do we get that vision? I'm not sure it's intuitive for everybody. We're going to get Kim Kessel to help us out with that. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and here is Van Morrison to take us out.
The sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the now your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's where you can find all the things that we do here, including the show and the articles, the archives and the Brain Trust members, the newsletter, the blog, all that stuff is there. Use it to your advantage. You can find our books there as well. And, of course, our knowledge base is askjim.biz.biz. Hope you'll check that out and use that to your advantage. No barrier to entry for either one of our websites. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Kim Kessel is with us. She's got a website, too. Kim, tell us about it.
Yes, it's Brand U. That's at B-R-A-N-D, the letter U.com. And
what do we find when we get there?
You'll find me talking to you right away. Also,
her beautiful face
there,
is animated. Her beautiful face is animated right there on the homepage, folks. It's worth the trip. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you'll also get we're adding anybody who comes to brandu.com and gets a free subscription to our PowerPlay newsletter. Will become a member, and they'll have access to our 15 Mistakes report, as well as the Brand U post, where you can actually ask us questions and really develop a community, a kind of a global mastermind. So that's brandu.com.
I like that. And now, Kim, we were talking about vision in a minute ago as a way. Folks, what we're trying to do is help you build a recession-proof brand, something that Kim works on all the time with her clients. This vision thing is, I do know entrepreneurs who are capable of creating something, but they weren't capable of having vision for that. I mean, in other words, they were sort of like the dog who chased the car and caught it.
Yes.
And then, you know, they got, now that they got it, they said, all right, now what do I do with it? Vision is not always intuitive, is it?
Well, I think from an entrepreneur, I think we all have that gene. If you're an entrepreneur, it's there. It's the ability to get you to get off the couch and create something out of nothing. However, what happens is you get high off the vision, and that's what kind of stimulates you, gets you to stop talking, you know, never stop talking about it. But then it quickly switches over to the very tangible, the tactics, the things that kind of fill your day to day. And before you know it, if you do catch, like you said, catch the prize, then you wonder, like, well, what am I doing? Why am I in this? And you start to take shorter and shorter steps. When you have a vision, a tangible vision, I'll give you an example of a tangible vision. This is for Brand U, to help 1 million entrepreneurs become successful and whole so that they can make a difference in the world. That always keeps us moving. Every decision and every business that we do always gets measured by that, and it always keeps pulling us forward.
My vision is for my organization, and I've said it on my show before. I might not have called it a vision, but it's what wakes me up in the morning and what I go to bed thinking about, and that is to help small business owners have the maximum opportunity to be successful.
There you go.
Whatever that takes.
That'll always keep pulling you forward, and you don't. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like it's always going to be infusing you with excitement and passion and the things that will help you keep moving through any economy.
So if you own a restaurant, maybe like a fine dining restaurant, maybe your vision could be that you want to always be providing your customers with the best opportunities to make a memory or something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, or make them feel at home. I mean, the way we actually go through a very four-part process to make a vision tangible in our PowerPath program, where that you have to have these four components that actually make it solid, so that you know the scale, the object, the scope, the effect, so that it's constantly there in front of you, between you and your customers, driving you forward and constantly pulling them in.
And so, folks, the vision has to, what the vision helps you to do is not to rest on your laurels. It helps you to always be finding fresh ways to serve your customers, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And isn't that one of the best keys to a recession-proof brand?
Totally. And it actually keeps filling your tank. It keeps filling you up. You're not.
Because you're excited about something new, aren't you?
Pardon me?
Because you're excited about something.
Always
makes you
do.
Excited,
totally.
even if it's just a fresh coat of paint.
Absolutely. Now, which brings me, Jim, to this thing that I see, this fatal flaw that I see entrepreneurs making, is it really falls in line with the difference between tactic and strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with a tactic is a broader approach to get a long term result, and tactics are these short term things that you're doing to get these immediate payoffs. And what I see today, talk about the fresh coat of paint, is entrepreneurs are taking short-term steps but expecting long-term results.
Give us an example of what that looks like.
I'll give you an example. Somebody will say, a search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm.
I'm applying search engine optimization for this project, but yet it's not giving me the amount of payoff that I want. Well, it's a short-term step.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your strategy? A strategy will involve many tactics. You got to know where you're heading to.
Right. Well, and I also, I see what you're saying. And all right, give us some more. Give us a couple more examples before we wrap up.
Let's see. Another example of a short term is writing a book. Very often today, you know, in info business, info world, people will write a book. They'll think, oh, my business. I got a book, and then they're disappointed, even if they've gotten on the New York Times bestseller.
Right.
They don't have a business behind it. They don't understand what the strategy
and
of that.
And they don't understand why they didn't get rich, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Kim, give us that website one more time, please.
It's www.brandu.com, the letter U.
Kim Castle, ladies and gentlemen. C-A-S-T-L-E. Thanks, Kim, for being here. See you
my
next
joy.
Time. Kim Castle. Quick break. Right back with John Fox after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.